So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Why, hello there, Deep Divers. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and I am coming to you live. Well, I guess most of you, this is not live. Well, actually, technically, none of you, this is live. But right now, I am live. I am alive, and I am in Bangkok, Thailand. And I woke up this morning being incredibly inspired to write a post that I have been thinking about for over a month now and yet have not posted before. For whatever reason, it was just something that wasn't, every time I went down to write it, I just couldn't seem to finish it. So I woke up this morning and it was 6 a.m. and for whatever reason, I came out to meditate, and as I was meditating, I just got the inspiration to write it. And so I posted it to my Instagram and my Facebook pages today. So if you would like to actually read what I posted, I suggest you head over to Instagram or you head over to Facebook. It is titled, What I Learned Speaking to 1,500 Women. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to ride this wave of inspiration and discuss what I actually learned speaking to 1,500 women. You see, I was invited as one of two men to get on stage and speak at this event in Denver, Colorado called The Rise, hosted by Danette May, who's incredible and I love her, and she's been on this podcast. So if you want to know about more about her, you can check out that. And when I was on stage, I didn't know exactly what I was going to say. I had a framework where I knew I wanted to talk about forgiveness. That's about it. And for those of you who watch The Art of Choosing Love, you know what's about to come, because while I was on stage speaking about forgiveness, I also opened up for the very first time publicly about being molested at the age of 5. This was all captured on camera. This is all shared through the YouTube show, The Art of Choosing Love. You can go to theartofchoosinglove.com to actually see that episode in Denver, Colorado. Now, while I was speaking about forgiveness, while I was actually up there on stage talking about forgiveness, the reason I wanted to speak to that topic is because I believe that forgiveness is the necessary component to shift the energy on this planet into the energy that is actually the foundation for creating the new world in which we're always talking about. When we talk about elevating the frequency of the planet, when we talk about creating a world in which we're living with more love and prosperity and something that works for everyone, when we're talking about that, this vision, and it might look different for everyone, but that general energetic, I believe the necessary component that is not currently present is forgiveness. Why do I believe this? I believe this because I've seen in this, like, in these microcosm interactions of human beings, meaning in the just one-to-one interactions I've seen in people in relationships, whether it's romantic or business partnerships or friendships, what I've seen is when someone feels victimized, when someone feels like they have been wronged, and they're holding that energy. Meaning, when they see someone else, when you see your husband or your wife and you think, they have wronged me, I'm the victim in this situation, you are seeing that person through the lens of they are the victimizer. You are holding in your system resentment or anger or sadness or disappointment or whatever it is. And when you're holding that, every aspect of that person, every action they take, every word that they speak is seen through that lens, and therefore your energy of anger is projected onto their words and their actions, and you will receive it as more evidence of why you should be angry or upset, or why they are a bad person. Everything they do becomes more proof, more evidence for why you are justified to feel the way that you do. And if you are holding the energy of being a victim, that means that that person now becomes evidence of how you are a victim. And as you've heard me speak about on this podcast, there is very little empowerment, if any empowerment, in believing you are a victim. Now, that does not mean that we have not been victimized. As a victim of sexual abuse, I understand what it means to have been victimized. There is a huge difference, though, in me defining myself as a victim. If I define myself as a victim, what I'm really saying is that I see no way, in no way, shape, or form, how this actually has served me, and therefore it is just an unfortunate event in my life that I wish was gone. I am not finding any power in it. And so why did it happen? Why did I call it in? I believe I called it in because there's a reason in which, there's a way in which it can be utilized to help me develop into the person that I have come here to be. And so when we are interacting with other human beings on this planet, if we are holding ourselves as the victims, we've disempowered ourselves and we've created a feedback loop where they are the enemy. And so, one example that I gave on stage while speaking about this was, if you've ever seen these videos, these viral videos of parents who come home and their children have done something crazy, like gotten into some paint and painted the entire living room white. Or I saw another one where they got into a bunch of flour, white flour, and it was everywhere. If you ever seen these videos, they go viral. But the reason they go viral is not because the parent comes home, turns on the camera, films these kids, and then starts screaming at them and putting them in timeout and spanking them. That's not why they go viral. That doesn't happen. The reason why it goes viral is because these parents who are so upset, you can feel how upset they are. And I'm laughing because that's exactly what happens. The parents are so upset, and yet they can't help but laugh. They can't help but have a conversation with their children going, "What did you do?" And you can feel that energy of forgiveness in that moment. This does not mean that they are not upset. This does not mean that they are not going to continue to punish their children in some way, shape, or form, that they are not going to have weeks or months of getting over this event, financial repercussions or whatever. All of that is still true. And the reason it goes viral is because we can feel that this parent is not letting this one instance remove the love. This one event is not going to define the relationship between this parent and their child. This is just an event. And the moment that the parent is able to laugh about it, the moment that that shift happens, there is a forgiveness that happens. And the moment that there's that forgiveness, that energy shifts, and you can feel it, there's an opening for connection. There's an opening for conversation. There's an opening for love. And so I was on stage speaking about the importance of forgiveness and also acknowledging that the forgiveness gets to come from the person who feels victimized. I don't punch someone in the face and say, "Hey, I forgive you." I get punched in the face, and the teachings of Jesus, right? Turn the other cheek. There's an aspect of being punched in the face where I say, "Wow, okay. I have a right, if I choose, I have a right to be very upset about this. I may be very upset about this, and can I forgive? Can I allow love into the situation? And what was difficult about this was I was speaking on stage to 1,500 women, telling them, hey, forgiveness is the key, and you, as women who have been repressed and suppressed on this planet for so long, you hold the keys to initiating this energy. You hold the key to the superpower that comes from forgiveness. And I could feel the room start to close a little bit. I could feel just this energy of, who is this man telling us women to forgive men? I could feel that. And in that moment, without even thinking about it, really unplanned, I opened up about being molested by a man at the age of 5. And the reason I did that is because I'm not speaking about forgiveness as a man who has no idea what it feels like to feel like the victim. I'm speaking from a place where I understand what it feels like to be victimized by a man. I understand what it feels like not to trust men and to have trouble looking men in the eyes and to walk through the world feeling unsafe and on guard. In fact, since speaking about this on stage, I've gotten so much more awareness of just how deeply I feel these things and have felt them my entire life. My nervous system has been in a state of agitation my entire life, and I didn't even know it because I didn't remember this sexual abuse until I was in my 30s. And so on stage, speaking about this and letting them know, I get it, I understand, and I also understand the power I have felt moving through the anger and the victimhood into forgiveness. And do I still have periods of anger? Do I still have periods where I feel like a victim? 100%. But I don't hold victim consciousness. I don't hold myself as a victim by definition of who I am. And so speaking about this, I could feel the room open up again. I could feel hearts reopen. And more importantly, I could feel connection being made. And so this is really about, what did I learn speaking on stage to 1,500 women? Because I went in wanting to speak about forgiveness, and what I learned is the power of connection. More than anything else, what I recognize is that the foundation on which forgiveness can be built or given is connection. It's only when we feel connected to the other person that we even open ourselves up to being willing to forgive. Forgiveness comes through compassion or empathy. When we see ourselves in them, when we see them as a human being, which is who we see ourselves as, and therefore we feel that connection. When we see the wounded child in them, and we understand what it feels like to be the wounded child, when we have that connection, that human-to-human connection, from that space, we can grant forgiveness for ourselves and for them. We can feel it. But if we feel disconnected from them, I believe it is basically impossible to truly forgive. And if we are unable to forgive, we continue to hold this projection of anger, of resentment, and it prevents the opening for deep communication, and therefore it prevents the opening to create the new world. The world in which we can feel, we can remember, a more loving world. And the funny thing about it is that the majority of this population has experienced some form of sexual trauma in their lifetime. the reality of the world which we're living in right now, currently, is that there are people being sexually abused every day. In a weird way, and I've said this before, but in a weird way, our trauma, not just sexual, but even if it was just sexual, our sexual trauma connects the majority of this planet. That person who sexually abused me more than likely experienced sexual abuse growing up. We are connected in that. And so, how are we moving through the world? As you are moving through the world today, are you seeing the people around you through a lens of disconnection? And if you are, why? Is it because you feel like life is unfair? Is it because you feel like you have gotten the short end of the stick, or you feel like you just woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or things are going wrong? Do you feel like a victim and that is causing you to disconnect from the planet, from your fellow humans? If that's the case, what if you were to shift? What if for the rest of this day, what if the rest of this week, what if for the rest of your life, you walked through the world looking at people around you, at the planet around you, and you said, wow, I know that we are connected, that we are more similar than we are different. It doesn't matter the color of your skin or where you live or your religious or political beliefs. At a deep level, beyond all the labels, we are connected. And I know that, and I believe that. And if given the opportunity, I bet you we could find how we are connected, where we are connected, and why we are connected. And if you walk through the world with that lens of connection, that means you walk through the world with a lens of empathy and compassion. And that is a necessary energetic for the new, more loving planet. At the very least, that is a more enjoyable and expansive reality for you to live in. And as the creator of your reality, as the one who gets to decide what lens you wear as you walk through the world, you have full control of that. You can make that choice right now. So I thank you for listening to this. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to express to you the importance of connection and the importance of forgiveness. Thank you for hearing me. And the invitation is to now apply it. Let this awareness, let this new choice actually integrate and embody, apply it to your life and watch the world around you shift. So much gratitude for you and who you are on this planet and the compassion and the empathy that you are choosing to spread. Always, in all ways, you are seen. You are heard, and you are loved.